Do you know anything of an English lord taken prisoner? If he's in Welsh hands, and if you're truly who you say you are...
I am, I swear it. Foster son to the Prince of North Wales, or as good as.
Then you'll make a fitting exchange. Prisoner for prisoner.
If Gilbert Prescott is in Wales. Listen.
I'm sorry. I was at Lincoln, yes, and right in the heart of the battle. But I know nothing of any English hostage.
Dead Man's Ransom by Ellis Peters. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and narrated by Michael Kitchen. With Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile and Jonathan Taffler as Hugh Beringer. Episode 2, Ambassador.
It is the year of grace, 1141, and bloody civil war divides England. In Shrewsbury, loyal to King Stephen and surrounded ever closer by his enemies, Hugh Beringer must both defend his shire and rescue his sheriff, if he still lives.
Damn! Damn! I have a witness swears he saw Prescott in the rebels' hands. Why should he lie?
Easy, Hugh. Ellis, did you all travel back from Lincoln in one band?
No, we split up. That's how I came to be with the group that attacked the nunnery.
Was that the main part of the force?
No, brother. Just a small number split away.
There you are, Hugh. Prescott is a rich prize. He'd be taken with a main body.
I hope you're right.
And he'd be kept alive for ransom or exchange.
Well then, Master Ellis Ap Cynan, it seems it's in my interest to treat you well and keep you healthy.
Ah... Better than the cell.
Oh, much better.
You have the run of the castle.
And I'm grateful to you for it. I'll hold to my word.
You'd better. It's not too late to rip that dressing off your leg and let you suffer.
And undo all your healing? I'll not break my pledge.
I know it.
Well, I have a scar.
When I mend a sword cut, I do not leave scars.
You have a lot of experience with sword cuts, do you, brother?
Yeah. Enough to recognize one made when a man stumbles onto his own blade. Or are you going to tell me it was one of the sisters of the nunnery ran you through?
Nearly lain by my own...
A hero. Walk with me.
I fell out badly with my cousin over this caper.
Oh, yes?
Elliot said whatever booty we brought back couldn't be worth half the damage done.
A man of good sense.
I should have known he'd be right. He always is.
Will he still be angry at you?
Well, for all he knows, I was drowned in that river. He'd be half out of his mind with worry.
Brothers by fostering can be as close as brothers by blood. Where do you call home, the two of you?
Tregeiriog. Tidir ap Rhys's manor. He's Prince Owain's advisor.
Oh.
Elliot's squire to the prince's first captain.
And you're a fearsome brigand with the prince's rebel brother.
Not any longer, I'm not. Never again. That battle. Thought it would be glorious, if I'd known. The slaughter.
Are there any others who'll be fretting over you? Any wife as yet?
No. Well, no more than threatened.
What do you mean?
I was betrothed when I was a child.
Oh. Plans and alliances to be considered.
Exactly. But I'm in no hurry.
And who's this fortunate soul who inspires such loyalty?
Now you're angry because I'm being honest. Her name's Christina... Tidir's eldest daughter, a great prize, they tell me.
For her lands, or for herself?
For both. She's quite handsome in a way, sharp and dark and trim. That makes a prize, then I suppose that's what she is. Brother.
What?
Who's that?
The slanting sunlight, chill and bright, had cut into the gloom of an enclosed archway high in a corner tower. The girl who stood there was tall and slender like a silver birch, delicately oval of face and dazzlingly fair. She half smiled for pleasure in the fine morning, but there was something grave, anxious, and sad in her countenance.
Who is she?
Ah, that is the Lady Melisande.
Melisande.
Melisande Prescott. daughter to the sheriff. Don't linger in the doorway, friend. Hugh!
Bringing the east wind with me, I'm afraid.
Help yourself to the wine. I'll be finished here in a moment.
Thanks. That's a weighty frown for a simple task.
Oh, it wasn't the task at all.
Something troubles you?
I was thinking of Lord Prescott's daughter.
Well, don't let the apathy hear you say so.
A fair vision. Especially to eyes not used to English beauty.
Cadvile, what happened up at the castle this morning?
And I was thinking of Gilbert Prescott. How much he hates anything that comes out of Wales. It's probably nothing. Welcome. I didn't think I'd be seeing you again just yet.
Nor are you. I must have a smoother tongue than I thought.
What do you mean?
I've just come from the abbot and persuaded him to let me borrow you again.
He was willing to lend me?
In a good cause and for a sound reason, yes.
Well, this is to do with recovering the sheriff.
Cadvile, just once I'd like to walk through that door with news that comes as a surprise to you.
I'm sorry. So, have you discovered where Owain Gwynedd's brother is holding Prescott?
No, I don't know that.
But you're hoping that Owain does, and will tell you.
Not me. My representative.
Brother Cadvile.
My lord Owain. And what's that like, we've heard?
And why should I be in need of the service of a monk? I didn't realize that my whereabouts were known to the English.
Well, they're not, my lord. But my party was stopped by a band of villagers just over the border.
And they spoke freely to a fellow Welshman. Your deputy sheriff has brains. These villagers directed you here?
They gave me four possible places where you might be found.
How many of them did you try?
Well, this was the first.
Good luck?
Perhaps. But one of the places was too far from the border. And of the other...
And why should I be interested in the border?
Well, the king's enemies are gathering strength. You're concerned that they might look westward as well as south.
Oh, I am concerned, am I? Continue.
And of the others, one was a hamlet and one not even that. Why camp in the hills when you can have a sound roof and a friend to share your counsel?
True.
Tidjara Priest is your closest ally and his manners well placed. I came straight here.
Do all the monks of Shrewsbury think like soldiers, brother?
No, my lord.
I'm pleased to hear it. We'll speak tonight.
I look forward to it.
And so do I. Come on!
My father bids me welcome you to his halls and offer you my service.
I thank him and you.
Brother?
Would you be your father's eldest daughter, my lady?
I would.
Then I'm pleased to find you well, Lady Christina.
How did him make a Shrewsbury learn my name?
From Ellis Ap Cynan.
He's alive.
Safe and well and in Shrewsbury Castle.
A prisoner.
But none the worse for it. And he can be bought free very simply. To come back to you.
Liad will be glad. Did Ellis speak of him?
He was mentioned. A cousin, but brought up like brothers.
Closer than brothers.
Is Eliad here?
He's out on patrol with the prince.
Well, he'll have been worried. It would be a Christian act to give him the news.
I'll do so.
If he hears it by rumour, he might think that Ellis didn't want him told, and that wouldn't be well.
Oh, I'll tell him as soon as he gets back. God forbid that I should do anything to blight such brotherly love. Good day to you.
So, that's how it is. But there's no need for resentment, my girl. You just wait a little till the boy becomes the man. Then you won't be so neglected, brother or no brother.
Ambassador Cadwail ap Meilir ap Dafydd. What is this message you bear?
Well, some of your countrymen, and mine, paid a visit recently to Shropshire's borders. You may have heard it.
My brother's men. It wasn't the only such visit.
Well, they left a few drowned in one of our rivers. One still alive. Your lordship's own kin. Or so he says.
Give this man a name.
Ellis ap Cynan.
So, the fool boy is alive. I spoke to my brother's men. There wasn't one of them could say what befell him.
Well, they were running too fast from our sisters. Look back over their shoulders.
From a man of our own blood, I'll take that as it's meant. Where is the boy now?
In Shrewsbury Castle. And well treated.
Do you yield?
No! Never! No! All right, all right, I yield.
You did well.
Not as well as you. Same time tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Are you hurt? Well, I think you don't know me.
I do know you. You're the Lady Mellicent Prescott.
And you are the Welsh prisoner.
Ellis. It's your father I must buy back for you.
Yes. I watched you wrestling.
And losing.
You didn't answer my question. Are you hurt?
No. Never. Never till now.
Till now?
Now I'm wounded to death.
It's a fitting exchange. I'll send a messenger to my brother. If he's holding your sheriff, you shall have him.
My thanks to your lord.
It'll take a few days. Will you stay here and wait, or shall I send word to Shrewsbury?
Then I'll wait if Tudor permits it. My commission was to bring back the news myself.
To this Hugh Beringer. I'd like to meet him.
He's anxious to return the compliment.
Then no doubt it will happen. But there's another meeting more imminent.
Hello?
Leave off your loitering and come closer, Eliad ap Gruffydd.
Yeah, that's quiet again. And no princes to curb your tongue.
Is it true? What Christina told me?
It's true. Your cousin's safe. Man alive and good as new.
You've seen him. Talked to him?
And I'm sure it's him, yes. Not some other soul giving himself a noble name to win his freedom.
How did you know that's what I meant?
I've not always worn this cowl. I know something of the world.
That's more than he does. Rushing off like that all on fire for glory.
He knows better now.
And did he really have no hurts at all?
Nothing worse than the odd cut.
Sometimes I really fret for him.
Only sometimes.
You're right. It's foolish, I suppose.
Well, there's nothing foolish about it. And if there is, then Christina must be as guilty as you. Would you call her a fool?
Christina? No. No, of course not. I must get back to my duties, brother. Thank you for talking to me.
God go with you.
From your brother, my lord.
See to your horse, then go and rest.
My lord.
Fetch brother Cadwail to me.
The sheriff is found.
Yes, father.
Badly hurt.
But recovering. Now, as soon as he's fit to travel, Owain will give him escort home.
And we'll exchange prisoners at the castle. I don't mind admitting I'll be glad to have him back.
As will we all.
Yeah! Yeah! Maurice!
Morris! Brother Morris! Brother Morris!
Leave go of me!
Morris! Campfire! Thank heaven! No, the noise clear across the courtyard. What's happening?
Get him out of here.
Easy, brother.
Stay there, stay there. Can you keep away from me?
Oh, I'm
keep
not
away!
Morris, easy.
I'll not come close. Get him out. Out!
I'm sorry, my lord. He doesn't know what he's saying.
He's Prescott's man. Don't try to deny it.
So why should I do that?
Prescott's man!
Campbell!
Stay back, you! Now, Morris, what's this about?
They say he's alive. Gilbert Prescott's alive. Is it true?
It is, yes.
And I thought just as a...
Is he like that all the time, Bolsole?
No, he's not usually violent.
Will he ever be sound in his wits?
No, I doubt it.
Why does he hate the sheriff? Is it just part of the madness?
There was a lawsuit over some land that went to Gilbert's family rather than Morris's.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No, you wouldn't. It was nearly 60 years ago.
Good God.
And Morris was in his cradle. But that judgment's more real to him than anything here and now.
They say great age is a blessing.
Not if the body's strength outlives the mind. He's still got quite a grip.
As Hugh took his farewell, Cadwal reflected on the Abbey's infirmary and its inhabitants. Never again would a whole generation of brothers admitted in the splendid enthusiasm of the Abbey's founding come to retirement and senility together. From this time on, they would come one by one to their deathbeds in single and solitary dignity. Never again, God willing, would so many souls depart almost together from the big bare room with its tiny chapel and private chamber for noble patients past the help of the town's doctors. Cadwal grieved for a whole chapter of the Abbey's history shortly to be gone, leaving the attendant brothers weary and the world indifferent.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's good to be cautious. They mustn't see us together.
No.
Have you heard?
I've heard. I'm glad your father's been found.
I'm not.
Oh, my love.
Oh, God, I want him back, of course I want him back, but not if it means losing you.
Suppose it doesn't.
What?
Suppose I don't go.
But the bargain struck, the exchange.
Why shouldn't I go to him and ask for your hand?
What?
Why not? I'm born princely, I have lands, I'm his equal.
Oh, you sweet fool. You don't know him. He hates Wales and everything Welsh. He'd sooner marry me to a blind leper.
Then what can we do?
I don't know, my love.
There must be something.
My Lord Ethel.
What is it, Eliud?
It's the Englishman, sir.
Is he grown worse?
No, my Lord. He wants to speak to you.
What is it, my Lord Prescott?
I know this place. We're nearly at the town.
Yes.
I'll not be carried through my own gates like a cripple.
But my Lord... Silence that. I understand, sir. Fetch me the quietest horse.
Honor guard, attention! Welcome back, my Lord Sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Oh, my God. You say it was a
Heavy fall?
Yes, brother.
Has he spoken since?
Once. His wits for sound.
Well, he's lost some blood. Now, get him onto the bed.
He insisted on riding.
He would.
Is he going to be all right?
Oh, there.
Right, outside, Leon. Let me look at him. No.
What do you think?
I think I asked everyone to leave.
That vile.
2 wounds have reopened. But there are no bones broken.
Thank God. He looks so much older.
Oh, he's been close to death.
Now? Will he live?
Given rest and time, I need some things from my hut. And we must warm this room, braziers.
I'll tell Brother Edmund.
Then we'll cover him up again. Give me a hand with that cloak.
Here. Oh, this isn't Prescott's.
I think it belongs to Owain's captain.
Lord Ithel. Look at the clasp.
Yeah, it's Welsh gold. There. I'll see you back here later.
Easy, boy.
Oh, easy. Easy. Hello.
Cousin. They haven't got a guard on you.
They have their sheriff back. I'm a free man.
Oh, yes. Ellis, what's the matter?
The matter?
God! What on earth can I do? What can I do? If I lose her, I'll die. Have you seen her, his daughter?
What? Whose daughter?
His daughter, Lord Prescott's.
I hardly noticed her.
How could you miss her? With her hair like gold and those
Ellis,
eyes.
Stop this. What are you telling me? What about this girl?
I love her.
You love her?
And she loves me, but her father, he's our enemy. He hates the Welsh. What are we going to do?
Shut up!
But I'll die!
Shut up! That's better. Now, for the love of heaven, are you saying you don't want to go home?
No, I don't.
But, my God, man, what about Christina?
Christina? She's nothing.
Nothing? Nothing?
The girl's not spoken for, that's why I'm here.
What do you mean?
To see her father, to pledge for her. Or my lands, or my goods, whatever it takes.
You want to see him now?
It has to be now, before they send me back.
You can't, not now. He's sick.
Where is he?
I won't tell you.
You must.
Well?
He's deep asleep.
I couldn't talk to him.
I have to get back to the stables.
Why?
To get Ithel's horse ready. We're leaving in less than an hour.
So soon? Well, I have to go with you. Oh, God.
Brother Cadwell.
Elliot. Is everything ready?
Brother, forgive me. I don't mean to trouble you.
What is it, Len?
Well, I'd completely forgotten Lord Ithel's cloak, the sheepskin. Mm-hmm. I have to fetch it, but...
But you don't want to disturb the sheriff. Mm. Well, I was going there anyway. Walk with me. Now, come in with me.
Yes, brother.
Now, speak low, but don't whisper, because whispering will disturb him.
Oh, right. Where's the cloak?
Here. That's odd.
What?
Yeah, nothing. Take it, lad.
Thank you.
And now we'll leave him to his rest. Come on.
Right.
Oh, for God's sake, boy.
Sorry. Did I wake him?
Elliot, wait for me outside. You.
Cadwell?
Are the women here, Lady Prescott and the girl?
No, I don't think so.
They're with the abbot. Shall I order them fetched?
No.
Cadwell, what's happened?
I have black news. Gilbert Prescott is dead.
Dead? But you said...
Murdered. There is a murderer in the abbey.
Dead Man's Ransom was written by Ellis Peters and dramatized by Bert Cools. The narrator was Michael Kitchen. It featured Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile, Jonathan Taffler as Hugh, Jason Hughes as Ellis, Katie Odie as Lady Mellicent, Sean Probert as Owain, Trevor Peacock as Rodolphus and Lord Prescott, Siobhan Flynn as Christina, Mark Lewis Jones as Eliud, Sean Prendergast as Edmund and Ithel, and Douglas Blackwell as Morris. The music was by Peter Salem, the producer, Neil Cargill.